It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I will be joined today by, once again, my boss, Ian Kay.
Didn't we already establish that you're the boss in the room?
for these 30 minutes, yes. And Gemma Kaneko.
Hi, that's me.
Welcome. Welcome back. Thanks for filling in for me last week.
I guess. That means I was the boss last week and I didn't do anything.
You didn't take
a missed opportunity.
Oh, man.
We've got a good show today. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about the promotional nights that we wish existed. We're going to talk a little bit about some MLB-themed presents in honor of the beautiful Brewers bathrobes and more alliteration. But first, what I'd like to talk about is the Rays had this incredible thing happen where members of the Marine Corps, I think it was, or you would know.
So I think they were like Navy SEAL types.
Navy SEAL types parachuted in to spring training, and they wore one of those cameras on their heads, and they jumped out of the plane, and it was really cool. And we did a post about it. It was really great. You can see it on MLB.com/cut4. But what it got me thinking about is bucket lists and all that kind of stuff. I always wanted to jump out of a plane. We were talking about it earlier today, yeah. Gemma. I don't know if you feel the same.
I don't know if I... Well, I just think I would die. I'm just pretty sure that I would skirt up and I would die.
Oh, I see. The point is that you don't die.
No. I all the precautions would be taken, and I would like get tangled in the parachute and die. Like, that's probably what would happen.
That is one of the main downsides of skydiving, I think.
Yeah.
You could die.
You could. Well, that's also the draw, though, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's the point. Like a roller coaster or whatever, you're just going to ride it. But skydiving...
If you could skydive into any stadium, which one would it be?
That's a good choice. Wrigley, probably. Because,
yeah,
like, right now you get to see some construction, although it's almost done. You get, you know, the beautiful Chicago cityscape. I love that skyline.
That's so pretty.
Yeah. What about you?
I think I'd probably AT&T Park, just like to go for the astronaut safety. Like, if I don't get the field, I could hit the water, so like, I'd be okay, you know?
That is a good point.
Except for then I would still freak out because I'm really scared that a fish will touch me in any way, like a living fish. It just really scares me. I'm really scared of it. So then I would be in the water and I'd be worried about that.
What about you, Ian?
I think I'm also going to select a ballpark right on the water, Pittsburgh. And you've got the bridges, which means that people would have great vantage points to watch me arrive.
You're into the optics of it?
Yeah, I'm into the optics.
And when you land, you get good food, too.
I feel like...
Oh,
Yeah, absolutely. It's mostly about, like, the Instagram tags I would receive. And I feel like the angle from those bridges is really perfect.
Already by, like, parachuting in, you're a celebrity at that point.
Yes.
Unless, I think, didn't Santa parachute into Philly and end up getting booed? Isn't that how that story goes? With the whole booing Santa Claus thing?
I didn't know he parachuted in. I know they booed him.
I may be remembering that wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's part of what happened. But, you know, Philadelphia. All of this brings me to this point, which is that I personally have a lot of things that I've not done in Major League Baseball that I would like to do. I don't know if you feel the same way. We get paid by the word, right? So I can just say Major League Baseball instead of MLB.
You're the boss, so however
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, I'm making that decree. But so I have a lot of things I want to do. I don't know if you guys have a lot of things you wanted to do in terms of just, you know, seeing different baseball stadiums or trying different things or food items. And it got me thinking about, like, bucket lists, and that's what the skydiving that's on a lot of bucket lists. And what's just so... I was thinking about ML bucket lists. Ian, we'll start with you. This was a good segue. What was on your ML bucket list?
You know, I really would like to catch a foul ball or a home run at a ballpark. I've never done it. I've never come close. I don't think I've ever been within, like, a section of a foul ball.
Really?
It feels that way. Yeah. You know, I would like to have one that I could say that I caught it without a glove. I'm not especially coordinated, so it might go wrong. But, like, skydiving, I think that's kind of the draw.
Yeah, well, if it did go wrong, then you would forever live in infamy on... MLB.com/cut4.
That's true. In my head, it goes so right, though.
Yeah.
And, like, I just make that one-handed catch, and I have, like, the perfect amount of time celebrating it before I just find, like, an adorable small child and hand over the ball.
Are you also holding the child at the time? Like, maybe, like, two kids you're holding, and then holding two babies?
I'm holding... one kid in each arm. I have one of the backpack things.
Great.
And like the Nachos. Baby Bjorn, is that what it's called? So yeah. I've got four children on me while I catch the ball. No, but actually, like, I get the ball and then I hand it to a child. Mm-hmm. And like, this is captured on the video board. Everyone sees it. And like, I'm just obviously such a nice guy.
What if the baby's like Northwest? That would be the best.
That would be even better.
Catch,
that would
yeah.
be even better. Then Kanye would, yeah. I'd be in the process yeah. of handing it and Kanye would stop me. He'd take the ball and hand it to the child yeah. himself.
He'd be upset too because the cameras would be on him at that point. So he'd be disappointed in that.
Right. Yeah. Avoiding that.
Yeah, so you'd have to like grab the kid, run away.
Yeah. I feel like once I did it and it was documented, then like that could just be a get out of jail card for anything. Mm. Like, I'm sorry, officer, I was doing 120 in a 45. But have you seen this video of me handing a baseball to a small child so selflessly? Definitely not getting a ticket after that.
So my image of it, for me personally catching one, is like making an incredible catch, and then my dream is to then come back and do the post about my own catch and be like, wow, what a great catch. That guy really got it. Oh, man, what beautiful aesthetics, and what a selfless person. It's basically your story, but me stealing it and then writing about it myself. That's really what I want.
Putting
taking it to an
byline.
Even higher level.
Yeah, like I want a gif of me doing it. I want all of that. That's my dream, is really just to be on... Just to like have a post
your
about
bucket
how great
list
I am.
Item is just to be on Cut 4.
You
just,
just
want
do your own
a
job.
Gift of yourself. If we gift this moment right now and wrote a post about it, would that like check it off the
Wait
list?
Wait a minute, I finished my bucket list. Now, my bucket list honestly is to catch a home run in McCovey Cove. So it's similar to Ian's, but it's a little bit more specific. That I just those are hard to do, obviously, and you have to be in the right place if you're going to actually catch it rather than just fishing it out. And it happens less. Now than it used to, but I feel like that's really what I would want to do. What about you, Gemma?
I'd like to eat the churro dog first things.
Yes,
I would really like to eat the churro dog. I believe that if I was allowed to investigate the ivy at Wrigley Field, I would probably find like Narnia. So I would like to do that. I'm sure there's like weird secrets hidden in there from hundreds of years. This is on my bucket list, hundreds of years, because it's been there for centuries.
Yeah.
But I'm sure so many weird things have fallen back there. It would be like archaeology. I would love that.
Well, there was 2 years ago, I remember, we did a post about, I think it was Chase Utley hit a double, and it bounced off the ivy, and a second ball
yes!
came out, and it was like just rolling around on that field, and it was mass confusion.
Maybe it's a window into a different universe, and like a shadow Chase Utley also like was right there.
Well, I think we have a film treatment ready to pitch. Chase Utley going through the grass to meet other Chase Utley, or the ivy.
With like five Chase Utleys in one movie, I think that would be great.
That would be. Our Cut 4's Mike Bertha would be there to see it.
Yes. Isn't Andre Dawson in there? Didn't we learn that from a commercial?
That's true, we did.
He
yes.
lives now in the Ivy. So he yeah. could be your guide to the new dimension.
Perfect. He'll be my Virgil. It'll be great.
There you go.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Yeah. I think this is an eminently doable bucket list
for all
us.
Of us. Yeah.
You know, I feel good about our chances here.
I do too. Dakota, what type of watercraft would you be launching your mission from?
Well, I do love the UFO that hangs out, but I feel like that would be make it tough to actually like catch the ball. So even though it has a really dazzling light show that it puts on in the evening time, but I would kayak, I think, just because it's the classic, you know? And there was a guy who had like a grill once.
Yeah,
I would do
he
that,
has like
probably.
A dog with him.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
you could just borrow a dog.
Yeah, well, and if I'm going to try to catch one, I'm going to be there for a long time. So I'm going to need to like eat and have, you know, a companionship of an animal. That'd be nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's move on. We saw on Twitter that the Round Rock Express, minor league affiliate of the Rangers, I believe.
I think so.
They are doing a lot of promotional jerseys this year, and one of those is, you know, the ugly Christmas sweater jersey. We've seen a lot of sort of promotional nights happening at minor league stadiums last year. There was Seinfeld night. There are all those kinds of things. It got me wondering what, like, promotional night that doesn't exist you would love to see exist, and, like, which... there's Star Wars night, there's all these things. What doesn't have a night that should have a night? And Gemma, we start with Ian, so we'll start with you this time.
Well, when I was thinking about this, I just thought about things that I like to do. I like to get dressed up for no reason, which you cannot tell now because I look like I live in Daniel Norris's van. But I go to a lot of swing dance events, so I think it'd be really great to have like a golden era promotional night. Ooh. Could just everyone could just wear suits and like League of Their Own dress up. I would enjoy that. Good music. I'm not sure what other promotional events would be on the field though, so I started thinking about stuff that maybe could be a little bit more interaction. And I started thinking, well, because there's a lot of nostalgia stuff, like I would go for a GoldenEye night, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be good for costumes or like old Nintendo night, and you could play the games in real life on the field, you know? As sometimes, between innings, sometimes they do those like fake Mario Kart races.
Oh, okay.
But you could do GoldenEye with like Nerf guns. I would love that.
Between innings?
Yeah, maybe not between innings. The game would be really long, but they do it before games sometimes.
Wow, I like that. I like GoldenEye Night.
And I know they did it for the Cyclones did a 90s Nickelodeon night, and they
That's right.
had, like, Figure It Out
Yeah.
at certain points in the game, and people got slimed.
You know, I once actually got slimed.
What?
I was touring the Nickelodeon studios in Orlando, Florida. And
was Summer Sanders
this was before they closed. No, it was when you did the tour, they did, like, a fake, like, Nickelodeon game show that you got to participate in. And I participated in it, and I wound up getting slimed, and it's gross. And you're green for the rest of the day.
Did everyone get slimed, or are you specially selected?
I was specially selected to be slimed.
Does it taste like anything?
No, it's made out of like corn syrup and that kind of stuff. So like it tastes just kind of like, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
Just sort of air.
All right.
But yeah, it was weird. It was a strange moment in a child's life being slimed because I was very excited at the time, and now I look back on it like that was weird to be that excited. But I did it. It happened.
Congratulations.
I'm really proud.
Thank you. You should be really proud of me. So, Ian, what about you? What's your promotional evening that you would want?
Well, I was thinking about this. I think the best promotional night that I've ever seen, maybe not like the most extreme, but the Giants in 2012 did Turn Back the Century night. Mm-hmm. And they did everything as close as they could to a 1912 baseball game. They had like the hand-operated scoreboard. They had the barbershop quartet, and the fans got really into it. You know, all dressed up in like World War I era clothing.
Yes, I love this. This is exactly what I want.
It was so cool.
Yes.
So my thought, because they did that, we should turn forward the clock a century, because like the 1912 that already happened. So there's kind of only, you know, one thing you can do. You have to dress up in the clothes of that era. But we don't really know yet what's going to happen in 2112 or 2115, whenever they do this. So, you know, everyone kind of has their own opinion of, like, what that future is going to look like. And you could then base your outfit and your actions, I guess, on whatever your vision of the future is.
I love this idea. So, I'm like, all about this idea.
Personally, you know, maybe you're just a big server tower by then.
The singularity.
Right. Maybe it's kind of like a Her where everything is basically the same except like now you wear high-waisted pants. Yeah, I think it'd be really fun. Like maybe there's some robot elements on the field. You know, I would serve just only food that's like completely indulgent because I assume that 100 years from now we'll have cookies that are actually good for you and stuff.
Oh.
So you can just eat whatever you want.
I like that view of the future. That's so much better than being like, oh, it's all astronaut food and freeze-dried pellets.
Yeah, like pills.
Yes.
That's not good.
No.
I'm mostly looking
like that
forward.
I could just eat an entire cake and it would be fine. That would be great.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that advancement in technology to occur.
They actually did do a turn forward the clock night in like the early 2000s or late 90s. And they had like jerseys with like big logos on them and stuff like that, and like tried to make it look kind of futuristic. And you know, I think we need to return to that.
Yeah, I do remember those jerseys
Would
were awesome.
Would it not just be like a bunch of Segways with iPads on them, like running around?
That's it. No players.
No players.
We watched the Segways.
All the announcers are just like in binary code.
Yeah, humans. You got no. We got nothing. It's all the robots.
Right. We're just obsolete by them.
I personally am obsessed with breakfast. And I think that it's the most important meal of the day. I'm not the only one who thinks that.
You
it's
don't
true.
Eat breakfast.
It's a fact. Well, I eat the breakfast foods at a different time of day. I think it still counts.
Gemma just blowing up your spot.
It still counts if you eat those breakfast foods at say 8 o'clock at night, which is part of this promotion. Is that it's a night game, but we treat it like it's the morning, and you call it breakfast at night. Or even you could do the game like really late and it could be breakfast at midnight. and everybody comes in like pajamas, and there's waffles and pancakes and bacon and coffee and blankets and newspapers. Like the program is a newspaper instead of it being just a program that you would buy. It's like it's printed on newspaper.
What's the newspaper?
Like, you know, when you have breakfast and you...
That was a joke.
Oh, I get it. I get it. That was not a nice joke. Sorry.
It's the turn back, the it's turn forward the clock. There are
it
no
is.
Newspapers.
I'm already, I'm living in a post-newspaper world.
You know the thing that you read on your iPad mm-hmm. that says New York Times at the top? Mm-hmm. That they print that in paper, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's a new thing that I think they're starting.
Throwback.
Yeah.
It's a trend. I look forward to
seeing this. Yeah, Elon Musk might be involved. I don't actually know. But it's breakfast at night. I don't sense the correct amount of excitement from the two of you.
I'm excited.
I want the pajama jerseys. That's what I want.
Pajama jerseys.
Yes.
That's a key part of this whole thing. I didn't even mention that. And then you get the mascots. They can dress up in pajamas because, like, the Fanatic, he'd be great.
Yeah, they have all those outfits, I'm sure.
So, like, they would love that. We would love that.
It's like pajama day in high school, like spirit day.
Always the best day.
Yes.
We didn't have pajama day.
Oh, you're a youth.
Well, your high school was subpar.
We're not going to get into that right now.
Did you have spirit days?
We had once a year, and, you know, spoiler alert to anyone who goes to Cannon School in Concord, North Carolina. Once a year, the teachers would not tell anyone, and at the, like, random day at the end of the year, there would be, like, field day, and in the morning you would go to your homeroom class, and then as, like, 10 minutes into that class, they'd set off the buzzer, and be like, it was called Cougar Day, because we were the Cougars.
Go Cougars.
Go Cougars. And you would, like, go and do all of these, like, events, and it was, like, teams and competitions, and I took it very seriously. But, like, when you were a freshman, it was like, what is going on? And then when you were a senior, it was like, yo, we've done this. So that was what we had instead of Spirit Day. But breakfast at midnight is important, as breakfast is.
Okay.
Other things that are important and that you could wear to breakfast if you wanted are bathrobes. And the Brewers, their starting rotation was gifted bathrobes that were personalized for each pitcher on the rotation. And, you know, I was thinking about it. Gemma was thinking about it. We were talking about it at our desks. You sit separately from us, so we don't get to talk to you.
I'm very nearby. I can see you guys from where I sit.
When I'm the boss now, we're all at the same room in the same table. I'm just saying that. But we were talking about it, and we were wondering what other, like, you know, that was a really generous gift for the Brewers to share with each other. And we were wondering, like, what would be, like, a really great MLB-themed gift that you would want to receive. And, you know, I personally, a bathrobe would be pretty great if I could wear it to my breakfast at midnight promotion. But I'm wondering what other ideas we maybe have for awesome gifts. Gemma, we'll start with you again.
I just started thinking about stuff that I need in my life.
Okay.
Slippers I would take, some nice, comfortable. I'm a blogger, okay? I blog things. I want some slippers with my baseball team on them. That would be nice. I thought, I don't know, I'm hungry, so I was thinking about ice cream sandwiches for some reason. And I thought it would be cool to be able to, like, you know how you can stamp your toast with different team logos?
Yeah.
I just want that for ice cream sandwiches, specifically ice cream sandwiches.
Okay.
Like a soda MLB. Stream, but with colored bubbles for the teams. I just need things for my kitchen.
Does that technology exist for colored bubbles?
I don't know. I want, like, a Willy Wonka.
Turn forward the clock night. We'll
yes, there you go. Okay. Yes.
That is a key ingredient of turn forward the clock night.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about you?
I also have, like, an apparel-based gift that I'd like to receive. I know, like, a few years back, the, like, game-used equipment became a big thing. Mm-hmm. Like, not only could you buy a replica glove from a player, but, like, the actual glove he wore in a game or the bat that he used. The thing is that, like, I don't really have a lot of use for baseball bats in my life. So what I'm thinking is gym-used workout gear. Okay, so, like, not the, like, I don't want, like...
You?
This sounds really gross.
Work with me. It's washed. It's not, like, you don't get the authentic sweat, but, like...
But, like, you just want an old shirt.
Not an old shirt. MLB players get new shirts all the time.
So you want a shirt that one other person has worn one time.
Yes. If that person was, like, Matt Harvey rehabbing from Tommy John surgery, and, like, you know, obviously...
Is it Mets themed, or is it just...
It's, okay, so... Work with me here.
Okay.
I don't necessarily enjoy going to the gym, but I enjoy, like, the high-tech water-wicking fabric when I'm sitting in my apartment. So, like, what if I was sitting around and I could just wear, like, Matt Harvey's workout shirt? It's like the Mets, you know, workout
so
shirt.
It's basically like you want to pretend to be brothers with Matt Harvey and you borrow his clothes.
So, more like roommates, maybe?
Okay, okay. I like that. That's kind of
nice.
Yeah,
it was, like, instead of, like, the generic, you know, gym shirt that, like, even Matt's one. This is, like, the actual one that Matt Harvey wore. Like, Miguel Cabrera reportedly got jacked over the offseason. So, like, I want to wear the shirt that he wore while he was doing that.
A good conversation starter.
Exactly.
Yo, bro, will you spot for me? Did you know that this is Matt Harvey's
would
workout shirt?
Would it be authenticated?
Shirt?
Like, would it have to say that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it'd have,
would
like, a tag.
Would you carry around a certificate?
No,
and,
like,
have, like,
a tag.
Okay.
Like, when you get a fresh new flap rim and you leave the tag on, it'd be, like, a similar
Wait,
thing.
Wait, I have a question about that. Why do people do that? This, I may sound really old.
I've never owned a fresh new flap rim.
Oh, my God, because it's new, and you want people to know that it's new. I obviously have a flap rim with the tag still on it. I will wear it to work the next time.
Why does that matter that it's new?
Because you want to, because it's like, I have this new hat. Is your hat new? No.
But isn't the point, though, that, like, it's old? That, like, oh, I've had this hat since 1920.
It's like a status thing.
It's
like,
a different
point. I can get new hats, and you can't because I have more money than you, et cetera. It's like a thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a status symbol.
Well, Dakota's the boss now, so he can get one of those.
Better get some hats.
Yeah, I need to get hats. I need to, you know, show my stat. I need to be high status.
Gotta watch that Key and Peele sketch with the hats.
Yes.
Yes.
My personal choice for an MLB-related gift, I'm a skier, and what I would really enjoy is, like, because I'm not going to wear, like, a jersey while I ski, because, you know, that's not warm, but what I would like is, like, a winter coat that is a jersey. Like, we have jerseys, and we have jerseys, and I feel like we need, like, a winter coat Z. I don't know what the word would be, but, like, it would be helpful too, because, like, when you're skiing, everybody looks the same because everybody has all the gear on and the helmets and stuff. And so it'd be like, oh, well, you know, there's that guy wearing, you know, the Billy Bean Mets jersey, clearly jacket jersey. Clearly, that is the guy I'm hanging out with.
I would
like
really
something
helpful,
like that,
actually.
Right? And, like, everybody would have a number, so, like, you know, oh, there it is. And, like, you could see, and I could just rep for whichever player I really wanted, which obviously is Billy Bean's time with the Mets. That's, like, my personal thing, is, like, something that I could take with me on the ski slopes. But and then it's versatile, because you can use it sort of throughout the day, especially in this weather, in this winter, you need that.
Definitely.
In New York specifically, people would love it. So that's my thing, is a coat themed after, I guess, Billy Bean specifically.
Only that, though. No other additions available.
No other players. That's the important part.
It is a good idea because, like, if it's short sleeve weather, you can rep any player you want.
Yeah.
But once it gets below, you know, 40 degrees, like, you're pretty much out of options.
Well, like, you know, that's the flaw with, like, a basketball jersey, is, like, you can't wear that really ever. Unless, like, you know, you have to wear stuff
for
underneath. I mean, if you're at, like, a music festival or something, that's one thing, right? But
you've got a whole bunch of other problems.
Making me hate jerseys even more than I already hate them.
Did you not know that's a thing?
I do know that's a thing. I just, adding to the list.
Okay.
That adults should not wear jerseys.
Just,
that's a
you know, this is my feeling about jerseys.
I don't want to hear this
agree.
Again.
You don't wear jerseys when you're 30 plus, okay? You can't do that.
Jay-Z wears the hat.
That's not a jersey. It's a hat.
Does his hat have a sticker on it?
Some of his hats probably have stickers on them. Okay.
Yeah. He can afford hats, I think.
He has the status.
He has high status. Would you wear a jacket jersey?
I would wear a jacket jersey.
Okay. So then would you wear a jersey?
I wear jerseys, yeah.
So then where's the line? Is it that actually, like, you don't want to play pretend
That's really what it is that I don't want to play pretend.
Okay,
that's actually the heart of my dislike of adults wearing jerseys.
You were a theater major, which literally is playing pretend.
But you know what I do now.
You write about baseball.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
Would you wear a jacket jersey if Matt Harvey had worked out in it previously?
The jacket jersey? I feel like...
No amount of laundry is going to get that sweat out of
you. You can't clean that.
A workout jersey, a jacket. That's not happening anytime soon. This was a good conversation. I would like to thank both of you for having this conversation with me. And what I would like to do now, because we've talked about so much important stuff around the world of baseball, and I think that it would be helpful to you, the listener, if we summed all of that up into 140 characters. And Ian, I see you're writing yours now, which is good.
I'm trying to keep it all in my head.
Yeah. Bring a pen.
And Gemma, we'll start with you since
After
Ian has some preparation. And I think that you, you know, with the theater background, should be able to improvise. I want you to give me 140 characters, one tweet that you think would summarize this podcast.
Okay. Be roommates with Matt Harvey at AT&T Park, hashtag ML Bucket List.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Ian?
Hey, let's see. I'm going to have to do some improvising also. And I was never a theater major, so.
As far as you know.
As far as any of you know. Server tower wearing Miguel Cabrera gym use jacket. Hashtag turn forward the clock.
Turn up the clock.
That is a really,
turn
that was actually clock. Was a really good tweet. I
that
really
was a good tweet.
That encapsulated most of the things, I think.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. We're proud. Well, you did have time to work on it.
I did. I wrote half of it down.
You wrote it down.
It's kind of cheating. I've also already forgotten what it was.
That's okay. People will tweet it at you.
Also, because, we recorded this, I hope, so you can hear maybe. It back.
Yeah, we don't listen to this podcast. My tweet is skiing in my Billy Beane jacket jersey, hashtag ML bucket list. Because that would be on my bucket list now that I've thought about that. I would like to, not me personally, I think all of us, would like to hear any ideas that you have as to what would be on your ML bucket list. So tweet at us, at Cut4, hashtag ML bucket list, with whatever is on your MLB bucket list, and we will enjoy reading them, certainly. And you
might
will enjoy...
retweet some of
them. We might even retweet some of them. That's what we do here at Cut4. When you're done doing that, you can go to MLB.com/Cut4 and read some more amazing stories about things like jerseys and themed nights at Minor League Baseball Stadium. For Ian Kay and Gemma Kaneko, I'm Dakota Gardner. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.